And it's time to talk to Myra from the Citizens Advice Bureau, Spain. Good morning, Myra. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Just to say that if you would like to get in touch, usual methods apply. Email studio@tre.radio. You can WhatsApp us, or you can call us, as always, on 952-78-4000. Now, Myra, when I read all this stuff out this morning to Giles that we're going to talk about today, my brain exploded.
mine does a lot of the time, reading laws.
Yes.
There's two things we're going to discuss, aren't we?
Yeah.
And the first one being the right, or no longer possibly the right, to stay in the marital home when you're divorced if you meet up with somebody else and marry him or move him in. This is usually when they're children.
Right.
Because in Spain, when there's children, I think UK as well, if you divorce, you... At least the spouse who has full custody or main custody of the children, the larger part of the custody, they get the home, usually the marital home.
Right. Okay.
So that's fine. You can stay in your marital home until your children are self-sufficient, not necessarily by age. They could study till they're 30, and there's not much the husband or the other spouse who's not in the home can do about it, unless they can prove the child is faking it.
Right.
Or the adult then, and they're over 18. But there's now been a Supreme Court ruling in a case in Valladolid, I believe it was, where a divorced husband asked for the marital home back, or that the marital home should be sold and split between the two. And the reason was because his ex-wife met up with somebody and brought him into the home, which often happens. You divorce, two sides divorce.
And there was children involved in this one, right?
There's children involved in this one.
So the woman stays in the marital home with the children. The bloke is out, and then...
Or vice versa, whoever has the children.
But in this case you're referring to. And then the woman gets another boyfriend, moves him into the marital home where the children are, and the bloke who's been turfed out initially says, no, I'm not having that, I want it sold or...
Yes, now he has the right to do that.
Really?
It's a total change around. It's never really been brought up. If you can think of it, some people think it's unfair for the person, usually the wife with the children. But if you think often, a lot of cases, especially the man obviously wouldn't go to court to have his home back or have the home sold if he wasn't paying maintenance. Some husbands or ex-husbands or wives can pay a lot of maintenance, which goes to the children and also the roof over their head.
Yeah, yeah.
So what's happening now? This ex is paying that, and a new partner comes in, and he's actually partly supporting that new partner.
Mm-hmm.
So this has set a precedent, obviously, and I know people that are now going to take the matter up themselves because they, especially if sometimes breakups are amicable and other times they're not.
Sure.
And it's sad, but in a lot of cases, children are used as pawns in this sort of continual fight.
But would it not be difficult for the person who's forcing the sale to put a kind of limit on that? That could take forever, couldn't it? You could just overprice the property. And it might take years and years and years to sell.
Well, I think then that would be looked at as a court, as a means to try and not sell the property. Or the spouse who remains in the house can keep the property and pay
off
the ex his part or her part.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is recent, and I think there's going to be a lot of cases because... I think we've all come across, especially at CAB, where people are a little bit, tell you they don't actually, this wasn't something they could do, but there can often be a lot of complaints about, I'm paying this, I'm paying that. And I think that bit of animosity it's only if somebody else moves in.
Yeah.
So you might have to have a clandestine relationship.
Is this from next January this happens, or is it already now?
This is already now. This is a different case from next January.
Okay.
So this is already
and it's
now.
Only a Spanish thing?
It's in Spain.
It's only a Spanish thing. It's not a European ruling or anything?
No. This has been in the Spanish Supreme Court.
I understand, right.
So what it does is, we don't see anything in the law yet, but it sets a precedent for everybody else. So this family, also, in this case, they opted to reduce the child support as well. So there's the option if you think you're paying too much in child support or you know, it opens up a whole can of worms, really.
I'm not going from experience in any way, but I thought that if you did move somebody else in, the whole thing changed.
No, not in Spain. I don't think it does in the UK either, unless there's a, you know, I think you can just...
Because it does make sense that you are then supporting the other person, potentially.
You are, you see, your responsibility in Spain is to maintain your children, which includes keeping a roof over their heads.
Yes.
And like I say, I know one case where somebody's paying quite a lot, his ex earns a lot, and the new actual, not partner, the new spouse of the ex is earning quite a lot.
Ah.
And you get people like in this case where he's also struggling to keep his children... When they visit him, for example, there's also that. You know, nobody in Spain, they don't seem to take into consideration that you have the children X amount of times, but you're having to pay again. You go out to dinner, you buy them something you can't buy. You know, there could be other children in the marriage, in the new marriage. Yeah. You can't buy two children something. So it can be quite expensive.
Crikey. Mm.
So that's going to, usually it is the wife that, the female who stays with the children has the custody of the children and the husband visitation, so it could work out that it'll be a lot of cases now in Spain where a spouse will be taking his ex, or an ex-spouse will be taking his ex to court.
Blimey.
To either ask for, you know, the choice would be there, it seems, to either ask for the maintenance to be brought down and let the other person pay some of that, or the house to be sold, or to be bought from him.
But, of course, because it being Spain, surely, though, Myra, that's the actual process of that itself is going to be not quick, is it?
Well, I think it depends if you have to go to court, if the other side, if you come to an agreement, I mean, you've got to mediate. I always think better than going to court is to mediate and have some mediation if you can't do it yourself.
Yeah.
It will be a new thing. I really want mediation to be something that's used in Spain.
Yeah.
I do it all the time as a paralegal.
Yes.
I mediate and try and avoid people going to court.
Well, as they say, the only winners are the lawyers.
If it becomes a long, drawn-out thing. But there's also some good lawyers. In fact, on the second case, which was... I was reminded of it, or told by a professor of international law who's also a lawyer, and I want him to write the article because I was been reading the law over the last few days. It's a new EU regulation, actually, rather than a law or a directive. And it's quite complicated. It sort of reminds me of when we had the new regulations, EU regulations on succession.
Mm-hmm.
Where you could make a choice, and if you didn't make the choice, then Spanish law of succession. All these sort of things now, I don't know if you want to go on to that.
Yeah.
This is it's a regulation, actually, not directive, and it's been in place since 2016, but we say coming into force after January 29. In Spain, the non-Spanish couples have been able to do what they like with their property regime when they marry. For instance, you marry or you're a registered common law partner, and the UK couples are known to get married under what they call separación de bienes, which is a separation of your assets, what you go into the marriage with and what is yours, and what you acquired during the marriage can be yours, and you leave with what's yours.
Yes.
In gananciales, as it is for the Spaniards, when they marry, what they the assets and the property becomes both of theirs. And whatever is put into the marriage during the marriage is split between two. They have no choice. Far as I know, they have no choice. This is the law. Well, the regulations are now saying that what should be guiding, or what your if it went to court, for example, when you're having a dispute about wife leaves husband, husband leaves wife. I get a lot of that where a wife has got no chance of getting part of the property if she's from the UK or other countries. I think in the UK it may be different. I think you have a right to claim part of the house because you've contributed, you've been a housewife. Here, because it's separation of acquisition, normally one person leaves the home with nothing, and it happens in a lot of cases.
Really?
Here. I have quite a few, quite common, where, again, I hate to sort of say it's the male, but it just seems to happen like that, where they still sort of bouncy and whatever, full of life when they're in their 60s or 70s, and the couple break up or he finds somebody else.
Yeah.
And usually the wife is left without a roof over her head, and she's in her 60s, 70s, and very worried. This will now change. Not for those. This will change for anybody getting married after January or entering into a registered partnership, de facto partnership, but registered, after January of next year, 29th of January next year.
So clarify what will change again. This is quite complicated.
Okay, yes, it is. It's at the moment this is to sort of make more uniform the laws and the courts within Europe.
So let's do an
not
example
all,
then.
Not all countries have decided to sign up to it. So when people tell you that you have to be controlled by the EU directives or regulations, the UK, Ireland and Denmark are three that have not signed up to this. This doesn't change any succession laws and it doesn't change any laws on marriage.
So this one
just
is an
a
EU
property.
Directive.
Yes, it's a property.
Right, this
and
one
not
is EU.
All countries have, about 18 countries that have joined up and Spain
so
is one
the
of them.
At the moment, then, before January, let's just say Spanish man with property already.
You're going to complicate it now.
Oh,
let's say, let's talk about
then.
Us. The UK, UK nationals, let's
right.
say, or people from that are not Spanish.
Yes.
Because
now,
they have their law and they're going to remain. They're not going to have the same choice as we have.
So in the UK, you get married to somebody. If in 3 months you decide that that marriage is going to be over and you agree to it and all the rest of it and you wait for the separation period or whatever, it isn't automatic then that the other person would get 50% of the property because they haven't been in the marriage very long.
Well, I don't know how it works in the UK, but I think you can go for part
you
of
can,
the...
You can, yes.
As far as I know.
I think in you can get what you can get.
In Spain, let's put an example.
Yeah.
A couple get married after January...
Next year.
Yeah. Or how it stands at the moment.
Okay.
A couple are married. They're married under separation of acquisition, which isn't quite common. Mm-hmm. That's how they. That's
so, just
how
explain
we
that
married.
Again. I'm lost on that bit.
We sort of marry with saying that what I have now.
Yeah.
And what we have even during the marriage, if I pay for it, say as the husband,
yeah.
I keep that if we divorce.
And so, if he has the house originally,
yes, he can keep that.
So there's no way that the woman gets any part of that house?
Not really. If she went to court, we often tell people go to UK and get divorced there.
Ah, now I get it.
To try and get some of the assets.
So as it currently stands, then a woman, but let's say a woman for this example. So Spanish man has property, woman comes in, they marry.
Spanish man?
So Spanish man, yeah. Spanish woman comes in, marries for 10 years, says, I want half your property, mate. He says, not a chance because I already had that property before you came into the marriage.
No, he can't say that.
Ah.
It's gananciales. They marry where they decide that everything belongs to both of them.
Oh, I see. So
that's
there is,
Spain.
Ah.
So that's the law here.
So there's an agreement that when you marry, then...
There isn't even an agreement. It's just automatic.
Oh, right.
So this is the Spanish way.
Ah.
This is a Spanish law.
Okay.
Now, we've been able to do what we like, but now, after 29th of January, those that enter into a Spanish, into a... if their habitual home is here and they
mm-hmm.
get married,
mm-hmm.
Are going to be treated the same as the Spanish.
Right.
Does that make sense? I'm probably not clarifying very much.
Mm-hmm.
So after 29th of January 2019, anybody that gets married or enters in a registered partnership will have to follow the applicable law for your marriage property regime in Spain.
Right.
That is the Spanish law, the same as the Spanish law of succession. When somebody dies here,
yes.
If you're a habitual resident, the law that is actually used is the Spanish law of succession.
So in other
bit
words,
similar.
After January then, if, let's take our Spanish man in a property example again then.
Yes.
Woman comes in, then that's quite good because she would then have equal share of that property, even the fact she just got married.
A bit difficult for me to be able to answer on the Spanish man thing.
Right, okay.
Because I've got so much to still look at this.
Right.
How that would work. I'm sure that he would be
considered... Okay, two Brits then.
Two Brits.
Okay.
After January 29th.
Who are resident in Spain.
Yes, this is their habitual home.
Right.
Right, so they live. They get married, and if they divorce, then if he puts everything in or she puts everything, they must share. Equal, half and half. This is the Spanish. This is when all of a sudden there's a directive giving you choice. It's because though people may have not have adhered to the Spanish law, mm-hmm. they will have to from after January 29th.
I see. I see.
But you can make a choice.
Mm-hmm.
Just like with the European law of succession. So you will actually make a choice to be able to opt out of this, and it must be a proper legal choice written, etc.
Oh, okay. So, it's almost like a prenup.
Yeah, but it's not a prenup.
It's a postnup.
Yeah.
It's a nup.
It's
a during nup.
The professor of international law said it's not a prenuptial. I wish he'd come in, actually, because he's very good on this.
Well, let's
obviously.
Take a call on this, see if our caller has worked out this one. Good morning, you're live on TRE. Hello? Can you hear me? No, clearly not. After all that, the huge build-up and then nothing. Marvellous. Just like my life. Welcome to my career, eh?
Okay, so they may call back.
So, Ben, you talk there about succession, and this is where you make sure that in the Spanish will there is a clause which says
yes,
that's a proactive thing that you must do.
Yes.
Otherwise, it doesn't happen, right? And that you're saying this
yes.
is exactly the same thing, isn't it?
Well, on death and that, the 650, I think, /2012 is what will govern that.
Mm-hmm.
And this is really just for your property, your assets and your property, really, which is called property here, bienes.
Right.
That instead of getting the option of, as UK nationals get married in Spain, they get married with separation.
Yeah.
Of their assets, that will not be the case.
Let's try again with this caller. Morning, you're live on TRE. Hello.
Morning, Bill. Hans from...
Hello, Hans.
Sorry, it was me before, but I kept on driving and when you answered...
Not a problem. Where can we help you?
I'm not driving now. Well, I'm not sure if it's Mario was 100% right in what you said before, because I was just a lucky guy. Because when I got divorced, I mean, I'm Austrian. My ex-wife is Russian, but we got married in Spain. I had a house when I got married, and then I bought an apartment whilst I was married. But when I got divorced, I obviously had to share everything which I earned during the marriage, but I had not given her anything from the house I had before, because I had it before getting married.
Right.
Okay, so I don't know how did you get married? Was it separation of assets or acquisition? Or was it what they call gananciales, where you share everything?
Where does it say that, Myra? When you say how did you get married, where is that written down?
I don't actually think it's written anywhere. What they're doing is using the law of your...
as far as I understand, when I got married 17 years ago,
yes.
It was automatically, if you didn't make a contract, it was automatically.
Well, then the law was...
But the law has been changed a few years ago, as far as I got told.
No, what's happened is that somebody in your case carried out the law of your habitual residence, which can happen to anybody. So you went to court, or did you not go to court? You must have gone to court.
Yeah, but we got married, as I said, we got treated like Spanish because we got married.
Yes, because it doesn't often happen here. You actually, you know, it's the same with the law of succession. Before the European regulations came in 2015, most people were allowed to use their choice of nationality and their succession was governed in that way.
Ah.
And the same way, I think, is happening with marriages. In some cases, you're going to have somebody like you where the judge has actually used the Spanish civil code. Doesn't mean it happens to everybody.
The Spanish civil code said the house was mine before. But, I mean, there's also some tricks. Because when I had the house,
yes.
I had a bank loan on it. And
yes.
obviously, I kept paying on whilst I was married.
Yes.
So if my wife, she's not listening anyway, would have been clever enough.
Yes.
She could have claimed quite a big part
of the
money I paid back whilst we were married.
Do you understand what I'm saying, though? That in your case, when it went to court, the judge has used the civil code, the Spanish civil code, and he's treated you as...
Yeah, true, for sure. I never thought to use an Austrian one. I got married here and we were different nationalities
exactly.
anyway.
So that's what's happened in your case. In a lot of cases, it doesn't happen like that. They just accept a lawyer. You go to a lawyer and he accepts, and even if it goes to court, that you are married, what they call separación de bienes. In yours, the same as has happened on the regulations, depends where you go. The judge has decided to carry out your case under Spanish law and the civil code.
Because I have a Spanish lawyer as a friend, and he told me, I think it was last year or so, that this is now automatically not the case like it was before. Automatically, separación de bienes, you know, ganancias, you had to share. And now it seems like it's not that case anymore, and you have to write it down. So actually a bit easier for
yes, but
for
this
the man.
This is coming, I don't know about that. It doesn't seem
so,
okay,
so can I interrupt a second? So if Hans gets married next year, then let's take
Hans is not getting married anymore.
Hans, I can understand Hans. The thing is...
let's just say, let's say he does. So let's say Hans marries another Russian woman
no.
next year, out of the frying pan, into another frying pan. Then you're saying that the woman that he now marries next year would automatically have half of his property?
No. Yes, he would.
Yes.
If it was governed. Yes, just
there
right.
We are.
Sorry.
So from next year, that's a given.
But there's a but.
Right.
There's always a but, isn't
Go on.
There? So Hans would be in the same situation, or he, if this law wasn't coming in, he could have gone to a different court and it might have been different. They'd have said, you married Separación de Bienes, you're not Spanish, we're using the law of your country, unless Holland actually... Is it you Dutch? Just because you're called Hans, I'm presuming you're Dutch. Your country, I don't know what your country
He's
says.
He's Austrian.
He's Austrian.
Yes.
So I don't know what Austria says, because they might have used the Austrian law or Spanish law. I think you said Spanish law.
So I think it's just a lot easier, as you say, for Hans not to get married again.
No, because if he gets... Just wait till after 29th of January next year. If you've got somebody lined up, Hans...
He's gone now. We frightened him off.
He's driving. Hans, partners can choose the law of their habitual residence or the law of nationality of one of the partners. All right, so you have an option.
I see.
This is what it sounds complicated. What they're doing is saying, right, this is confusing. You're in Spain, you're going to courts. One judge is doing what he did to Hans. He's given the wife X amount. The other judge is going and saying, no, you're British, you're separate of acquisition. We're not giving you anything to the wife or the husband, whoever hasn't got. To stop all this confusion, it's not about what's right and what's wrong. It depends what happens in a court.
Yep.
The European Union have come up with a uniform system now, giving you rights to go to court to say, look, when I married, I said I wanted to be separation of acquisition.
Right. Okay.
So you now can't make me, in a court, give my wife, ex-wife, X amount.
I get it. So now the option appears.
Isn't it?
No, so
the
hang
option.
On a second. So that would mean then that at the time of marriage, you must define the manner under which you got married.
And you must do it legally. Exactly.
Right.
So you now, so Hans, if he had that law, he said the law came in years ago. What his lawyer's telling him is that since 2016, it's been decided, and this happens 4 years later, it's actually put out into the public domain, to put it easy.
Right.
So 2016, yes, the law was changed in 2000. The law was discussed and put forward, but then all the countries decide to abide by it, the ones that want to, and it actually comes out on a date. So he's right. 2016, they all got together in the European community, the lawmakers or the law draftsmen, they put this together, and it's now going to be enforced from 2019. So you see the confusion.
I got it. Now, does that then mean then that all the lawyers in Europe who deal with marriage ought to be aware of this, and at the time of documenting the you need for the marriage, they must say to you, by the way, do you know what you need to do?
Which they weren't in the regulations on succession.
Indeed.
Even notaries, I think I told you, somebody rang me from a notary.
Yes.
Actually before the date and said they won't put the clause in. They didn't know.
Which is why people like you at the CAB were saying to people, go back to your lawyer and make sure that you redo your Spanish will with a clause in it which says, in the event of my death, da-da-da. Yeah.
And as this gentleman was saying, as Hans was saying, from Austria, sorry Hans.
Yes, high on a hill said a lonely goat herd.
It's not right. Did you hear that, Hans?
No, he's gone now.
Yeah,
we frightened him
listening.
Up. He's gone
driving.
Off looking for a wife now.
We didn't hear that it's safe to get married now. After January 29th.
Here's an interesting thing. We've got about 3 minutes, but you did mention, of course, that this also applies, and this is a peculiar thing, I think, in Spain, about the partnership thing.
Yes, registering
a partnership,
yes.
Which is critical here, right?
Yes, in certain things, like when it comes to being considered a family member or the spouse for availing of the allowances on inheritance taxes,
exactly.
etc. If you don't register...
When do you become... So, supposing you've only been with somebody a week, can you then go and register yourself as a partner?
Well, if you do it after 29, yes. If you know, it'll be from the date of your registration.
There's no kind of period under which you have to, you know...
Have you got a partner listening? Because beware.
So it's important to register yourself here. I mean, you mentioned this before as a partnership because of potential inheritance tax coming down the line.
Though it varies then in different regions. For instance, in Barcelona, they consider that you are a partner if you can prove. And it's all... I think something will happen to stop this as well. I think hopefully one day it won't be registered partnership, but a partnership where you can prove that you're in a stable relationship.
Yeah.
If you can do residency by proving you're in a stable relationship, which a lot of the Foreigners Office are not aware, if you can also apply for pension or things like that of your deceased partner, if you're in a stable relationship, or get healthcare, I think they're going to have to... This is the confusion with all the different nationalities. Mm. What the European Union is trying to do is trying to make a uniform. A lot of people don't like that, but you see countries can opt out. UK has opted out. It carries on with its own regime, which... be interesting to know. It's separation of acquisition, basically.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Well, this is one that I think anyone who's trying to follow this will probably want to download this and listen to it again, listen back to it again.
I wonder, should I come again and do it more simply? That might confuse them even more. Or contact us, and you can speak to a lawyer at no cost at all. To those wedding planners, contact us. I think it would be nice if you would give, especially wedding planners...
Good point, very good point.
If they could give this, because, you know, when people say, I didn't know...
Yeah.
So we got married and now I'm stuck with the Spanish law and she only married me for my money or he only married me for my money and now I've got to give half of it because nobody told me it's that. Contact us.
Oh, dear. Well, Myra, thank you very much for unravelling that Maya there. Myra in the Maya, we'll call your new show. Now, just to say that I know that people who follow you on your Facebook page and on your excellent website, which you must go and do, by the way, go and do that and you'll find out all kinds of useful information. I know that the CAB this week have been getting some grief from certain individuals giving you a hard time. And I'd just like to say publicly on this radio station that I know that the people who listen to this radio station think that you guys do a fantastic it's not a job because you're not paid for it. So I can't tell you do a fantastic job. What you do is not for money. You do it because you're helping people out. And anybody that has the gall to even question somebody who's doing something for free and to criticise them, well...
Thank you. And do then sign our petition, because we've even had people telling us off about that. It was the UK petitions, UK government petition, that suggested, turned down our petition for collaboration, suggested we ask for funding. There's 9 million going into helping the EU citizens with a new settled status.
Yeah.
We don't have anything towards Brexit or anything for UK nationals.
And just finally, you're trying to raise money now at the CAB for a vehicle. Is that correct?
Yes. And we look for any sponsors or anybody that would help us, because personally the two advisors that use their vehicles, and I mean I use mine to come here, I use mine really just for cab. I'm sad, really. It's all CAB.
Yeah.
So, you know, after 15 years and using it 5 years for CAB, which means travelling quite far, it's going to give up the ghost.
Of
and
course.
I don't know what I'll do.
So you're trying to raise money. How do people contribute?
It's actually on the Facebook. I must put it on the website, the GoFundMe.
Yeah.
I will put it on
the
website.
It's a GoFundMe link. You can donate as much as you like, and you're trying to raise a target to get a vehicle for you.
If everybody who followed us gave us 50 cents, we'd have it.
There you go. Simple as that. Myra, thank you very much indeed. Get into your vehicle that you're paying for yourself now and drive home with the petrol that you paid for yourself. And we shall see you in a couple of weeks' time.
We'll get some expenses.
Oh, that's good. I'm pleased to hear it.